of a simple technique like tapping on certain acupuncture points bring a sense of relief from things like stress, anxiety, depression, fears, phobias, even panic attacks? Well, according to Julie Schiffman, it can. Now, Julie is an EFT or Emotional Freedom Technique practitioner, and she helps people overcome these types of things and more by using this technique. Now, again, it's called Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT for short.
The good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. You'll find both love and knowledge here on The Misdiagnosed Life. Here is your host, Beverly Butler.
Julie, tell us, now what exactly is Emotional Freedom Technique?
Well, you stated it even so well, just from the beginning there. It is one of the best techniques out there, really, I think. I might be a little bit biased, but I'll tell you a little bit. My background is that I'm a social worker, and I come from a very traditional background of therapy. And I won't tell you the whole story, but I learned about tapping, which I thought was phenomenal. And it's a form of acupressure. So it is, it's tapping. It literally is tapping on particular points, mostly on our face or our neck or our chest, not our neck, but our chest, or the side of our hand. And it might look really strange if you're someone who have never done this before. If you saw someone doing it, it might look a little strange, although it's getting to be very widely known at this time, at this juncture, because it's so out there at this point. It's a great technique that can really help to provide relief from anxiety, depression, physical and chronic pain, as well as addictions and phobias. And it really is a very simple process. It's something that, for the most part, you can do on your own, although depending on the issue, you know, you might have to ask for help from a practitioner. But what it's basically doing is that you're inputting kinetic energy by doing the tapping. It's a very gentle tapping, tap, 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 onto specific meridians on the body. You know, if you were going to go for an acupuncture appointment, you know, they would put needles in different points of the body and on meridians. And so tapping is the same in that way, but it's different in that you're tapping on these points while thinking of a specific pain that you might have in your body or a problem or a stressor. And the combination of tapping while you're focusing on this pain or problem or stressor, you're also adding positive affirmation in at the same time. And so all of this together, you're working to clear the stress out of your body and the imbalances as well.
How does it work? I mean, is it breaking up those blockages or something when you do the tapping?
That is basically what's happening. So if I were to say to you, Beverly, I want you to think about a stress in the last 24 hours. You don't have to share what it is. But if you were to think about something that might have been stressful for you, even in the last hour, okay, for anybody listening, think about something that might be stressful in your life. And if you go to something, well, get something in your head. Again, you don't have to share it, but just think of something and let me know when you have something that might be stressful for you.
Okay.
So immediately when you think of that, does it create some emotion in your body? Can you connect to the emotion of what that stressor is?
I kind of can. This is something we just did tapping on before, so I've kind of lost that feeling. We'll talk about that here in a minute.
Okay, so let me just use this as an example, like what most people can relate to, okay? So if most people, or if you tune into either a work-related stress or a relationship stress or maybe a phone call you had or just looking on Facebook in the last hour or social media, something that might have been a little disturbing to you, anytime we connect to something that is a bit stressful, the minute you go there, you're going to feel it physically because we can't separate the emotional part of us and the physical part of us. A lot of people don't get that, but the emotional part of us and the physical part of us are so closely connected. You cannot separate them. So you can't have a thought or a stress about something without feeling it physically in your body, meaning that if you were to think about something stressful and it created some anxiety for you or it created some sadness or some fears for you, you might feel that immediately. You know, some people might say they feel, you know, like a pit in their stomach or all of a sudden, like I tend to carry stress in my neck and shoulders. So if something is stressful for me, I might all of a sudden notice that I feel, you know, really tight back there in my shoulders. But what happens is when we experiencing stress, we can definitely feel it in our body. And if we have stress in our body, body, meaning if maybe we have a headache or maybe we have some stomach pain or bloating, digestive issues, disease, whatever, you're going to have an emotion about it. So you cannot have one without the other. Now, not everybody's totally in tune to that, but that is a well-known fact. And so by actually tapping, so if you were to tune into a stressor, it could be a financial stressor, could be a work stressor, could be a partner sort of stress, could be what's going on in the world sort of stress, any of those things. And so by tuning into whatever that stress is and starting to tap on it, you are actually moving energy in the body, because what happens is a disruption happens in the body. That's when you start to, when you have a stress and you get, let's say you get a stomach ache or you feel a lump in your throat, or all of a sudden you get a back pain or you get tightness in your chest or whatever. That is a disruption in the body's energy system. And so by doing the tapping, what you're doing is you are sending energy through these meridians. All these points that we tap on are connected to different organs in the body. And so what you're doing is you're actually sending energy through the body and you're clearing the disruption. And what happens is when we clear the disruption, we all of a sudden start to relax, or the pain starts to go away, or we just start to feel better.
Okay. Wow. I've just had an aha moment, because I have talked to other people and about these energies, and people that are regular listeners to the show, you know, probably remember some of the shows I've done on the energies, and people say, you know, they say actually when it gets stuck that we're just to relax and let it flow. A lot of the problems that are caused by when energy gets stuck, probably all the problems really are caused is when energy gets stuck in the body. And so what this does is it unsticks it, so to speak. I mean, it just turns it loose so that it releases it, so that the blockage, so the energy can flow. And then when energy flows, we can move through that emotion and get it on out of our body. And that way our body will not hold on to that stuck energy and get sick from it. Typically it'll let it, allow it to flow, so then we can stay healthier. Is that kind of the way it works?
Bingo, ding, ding, ding. Yes. That is totally how it works. And I love that you brought up that other piece of it, that so that we don't get sick, right? Because when we have a disruption, you know, when we're stressed, you know, we go days at a time or a year or years at a time where we're so stressed. And finally, our body's like, you know, I can't take this anymore. You know, it's like one disruption after another. And this doesn't mean if you have one stressor, you know, throughout the day that, you know, something horrible is going to happen, or that suddenly, you know, your body's going to break down. This is like over and over and over and over again. You know, our body, our mind, our spirit, our soul can survive a lot of things, right? And so just by having a little bit of stress here or there is not necessarily going to be so detrimental. But if it is continual, if we are continually feeling angry, or if we're continually feeling stressed, or continually feeling scared, or you know, whatever, this builds up and it builds up and it builds up, and then our body starts to speak to us. Right. And so maybe it's with inflammation, maybe it's with pain, maybe some sort of discomfort. And then that's where we look at, what is my body trying to tell me? You know, our body starts hurting for no reason. It just doesn't come out of nowhere, even though it might seem like that sometimes. It doesn't start for that reason, just out of nowhere. And so it's our body's language. It's the way our body speaks to us, telling us that there's something going on here. And so what I have seen over and over and over and over again, whether it be stress or pain or otherwise, emotional or physical, whatever, when we do the tapping, what most likely happens is that it dissipates, it goes away, we relax, you know. And it's not necessarily tapping that is doing the healing. You know, tapping doesn't quote unquote heal anything, but what tapping does is exactly what you just described, in that it helps to relax the body. It helps to move the energy through so that our body can do what it needs to do in order to feel good and to function and regenerate and restore itself and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, yeah. And with, like I said, with these other people, and there are other people that work on different aspects of this energy, and they'll say, you know, just allow the energy to flow through your body so it won't get stuck, you know. But I'm like, I don't, you know, how do you do that? Well, this is one way, if probably one of the best ways to do that. So this is this has been, like I said, an aha moment for me. This is how you allow it to flow and mm-hmm. and allow it to move through the body so that it won't get stuck. So that's really neat. And I also want to tell people, we are going to do, I'm really excited about this, we are going to do a tapping session on the show. It'll be toward the end of the show. We're going to talk about several things here, but we're going to do a tapping session at the end of the show today. So you want to be sure and stay with us and listen and participate in that, because we are going to do it on stress, and that is something that affects all of us. And so I'm really excited about that. I talk a lot about stress on this show. Well, this is one thing that we can do to help mitigate some of that stress and relieve the stress from our bodies. And you're right. You're exactly right. It's not just one or two things. It's just a continual, our bodies are just continually bombarded day in and day out, some more than others. And sometimes some months are worse than others. Days are worse than others. Years are worse than others. And our body can only take so much. And symptoms are just our body's way of saying help. That you've got to stop doing something and give it some relief. And so I'm really, really glad we're discussing this, because this is one way we can give it relief. And it sounds like that this is something that we need to kind of practice every day, or almost every day, just so that we can keep our body healthier.
I highly recommend doing it every day. One of the best things about EFT or tapping is that you really can do it yourself. Okay. Now we can talk about this a little bit, because obviously if someone is under undue stress, or they don't know, you know, what they don't know what to tap on, or, you know, they're dealing with, past trauma in their life, then it's much better to reach out to a practitioner, someone who's trained in dealing with that. However, I highly recommend to every single one of my clients, everybody I know, that you can use tapping anytime during the day on yourself, for yourself. It is so, so, so easy to do. All you need are your fingertips and these points, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And you can do it when you're laying in bed. You can do it when you're in the shower. That's often where I do it, just to get going with my day, and just sort of, you know, releasing any sort of stress and starting my day off right and feeling good as I jump into what I'm going to do for the day. And whether it's a meeting, whether it's clients, whether it's family stuff, whatever it is, it's a great way to get started during the day. You can tap throughout the day as you feel stressed. If you're able to pull yourself out for a moment, go into a bathroom, if you're at work and you're stressed, or, you know, having a hard time with the kids, or, you know, a partner, you know, whatever, something comes up and you're feeling stressed, you know, you can just take that moment and just start tapping on these points. And I would say, you know, 9 out of 10 times, you will almost immediately just start to feel, you know, just start feeling more relaxed, start feeling your body, start feeling more relaxed, feeling more present. You can do it before you go to bed at night. You can tap for things that might have come up during the day that might have been stressful. I mean, you can do it you can't overdo it. So, I mean, not everybody has, you know, hours and hours of time throughout the day to sit and tap, but to even do it once or twice during a day, you would be amazed at what it does for your physical, emotional, and mental health.
Mm-hmm. And I want to testify to that it doesn't take a whole lot of tapping to feel relief from it or to feel results from it, because we did a tapping, this is something I was referring to a little bit ago, we did actually a tapping session before we're recording this show today. And I have this, it's kind of a connected to kind of a stress, nervous type thing before podcast, before I record. And I start coughing, and sometimes it's worse than others. But right now I've got a lot of allergies. I've got to get back with my NAET practitioner, but I've got a lot of allergies and I get a bronchitis. And so I'm trying to fight that off right now. And so I do have a physical problem going on, but I just started coughing some right before we were to record this. And of course, you know, if you've already got like a lung issue and you're already been coughing a little bit, then if that happens sometimes before, you know, like I said, it happens to me sometimes before podcast, then it's for sure going to happen when I'm kindly having a little coughing issue anyway. So Julie said, well, let's just do some tapping, you know, or you need a tap for that. And I was like, well, let's just do that. So we did. And we did just a little quick session. Didn't take, but I don't know, maybe a couple of minutes. And I could tell I just felt more relaxed and everything seemed to settle down. And you know, that kind of thing. And so I could use some more tapping, I could tell, but I was a whole lot better and I didn't cough near as much, just maybe a couple of times before we started. But I was about to have a coughing fit before we recorded it. And so it really did help. And so that was one of the things, like you said, you know, think about a stressful thing. Well, I thought about that. I should have picked something else. And I couldn't really feel anything because we had just tapped on that, I guess, is the reason why.
Oh, so, that's funny. Yes. That is funny.
Yeah. And so that wasn't really stressing me anymore, but it was a stress prior to the podcast. But this is, I'm so glad that this was discovered. Now, Gary Craig, wasn't he the one, Gary Craig, didn't he develop this technique?
So he actually took it from a Dr. Roger Callahan, who
That's
was
what I thought.
Yeah, so it actually started with him, and he figured out that these algorithms, that by tapping on these certain points, it was a little bit more intricate, I think, when he had started it. And I think he was like selling programs for like $100,000 or something, you know, like a lot of money. But what he noticed was that by tapping on particular algorithms and by thinking of or making certain statements, that people's fears and phobias were starting to go away. And Gary Craig, he sort of took it. He studied under Roger Callahan, and he sort of took it and redefined it, meaning that he refined it, I should say. And so he took like there's like 10 points, and so he shortened it up a little bit and made it a little bit more concise. And he really sort of took off with it, and he started sharing it with the world. And it was pretty amazing, you know, and that was in about, EFT was introduced by him probably around 1995. And I started studying it in about 1999. I met with him, and I met with a lot of other people who had, started, you know, who would learn tapping and were studying under him. I was working for Dr. Joe Mercola at the time, and he was like, this is what it was missing from my practice. He's a really well-known doctor. I'm sure a lot of listeners maybe have heard of him, but he has the largest natural holistic healthcare website, I think, in the world. I know in the country.
Yeah, I've been subscribed to his newsletter for years. He's really popular.
Yeah. So he brought me on as a therapist just to sort of do therapy with his clients. And then he heard about tapping, and he was like, this is really what's missing. You know, I'm helping people as best I can with nutrition and, you know, lifestyle changes and things like that. He's like, but I know, I can tell that the one thing that's missing is that people are not dealing with the underlying emotional component to what's going on physically for them. And he's like, I am going to send you to train with, you know, the best of the best. And I'm going to send you go do it and then come back. And I want you to start working on my patients. And that's exactly what I started doing. And at first I was like, you've got to be kidding. Tapping on my head. You think I'm going to teach people how to tap on their head and all of a sudden they're not going to be depressed anymore? And he was like, I'm telling you, you know, this is it. You know, are you in or are you out? I'm like, I'm in. Yeah. So I came back and I started doing it with patients in his center. And we just kept seeing over and over and over again that the act of tapping and addressing the underlying emotional components, whether it be current stress, past stress, things, you know, holding on to from the past, you know, phobias, you know, any sort of thing, any long, you know, long running stressors in people's lives. Once we were able to start tapping through them and helping them to feel more relaxed about it, seeing things differently, their beliefs about different things, is that more and more the inflammation was coming down, hypertension was coming down, you know, heart rate was coming back to normal. And we would test that, you know, we would test that on patients that were coming through. And, you know, just overall, you know, disease was, you know, was getting better. And on top of everything, you know, tapping isn't like the, you know, end all be all of everything. Obviously, when we're healing from especially physical things, you know, there's a lot of things to look at, right? Yeah. I mean, it's not always 100% emotional. But I can tell you that in the 20 years that I've been doing this work, that the emotions are very much are so impactful on our physical body.
I totally agree, and that's something that I've noticed, that emotions play a very big part in our health. Well, we're going to take a quick break. I am here with Julie Schiffman. This is Beverly Butler, and you're listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on America Out Loud Network.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutLoud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. news blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Now, I'm here talking to Julie Schiffman, and she's an EFT, or Emotional Freedom Technique practitioner. You know, I've seen a lot of sick people, and I've talked to several sick people, sick kids, and that kind of a thing. There is for, and I'm not going to say it's for everybody, but for, I would say, a fair number of people who are chronically sick, and I mean really sick, and they just can't seem to get well and stay well. A lot of times, and again, I'm not saying for everybody, but a lot of times what I'm noticing is there seemed to be an emotional aspect to it, some type of emotional trauma. Now, the trauma could be something terribly, terribly bad, but it may not be that bad to you, but it might be bad to them. So I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just saying that. And then in talking to a friend of mine who does this energetic scan, I was talking to her about this, and she has seen a lot of very sick people. She deals with a lot of very sick people. And I said, are you seeing this? That I said, I just think that these people that just can't seem to get well and are chronically sick, they have some type of emotional trauma that's preventing them from getting well. And she said, yes, she is seeing that too. And she says, now, because this machine, and I actually want to interview her about this also. I haven't done that yet, but this machine is a type of machine. They say you can't say it's an AI machine, artificial intelligence machine, because you have to turn it on. But once you turn it on and set it up, this machine actually can think for itself. And it scans your whole energy field, your whole body, the physical, the energetic, the whole, you know, mental, emotional, everything. And she says when she gets a really sick patient now, the first thing she does is she runs that emotional scan. She scans them emotionally, and that's what she's finding. These really sick patients. A lot of times, and again, this is not an official, but a lot of times there is some type of emotional trauma there that's preventing them from getting well. So to say that emotions play a part in health is putting it lightly. It's major.
Yeah, so I will tell you that, you know, in the 20 years that I've been doing this work, and I was a therapist, you know, I've been a therapist throughout my, you know, my career. But in doing, you know, energy work, tapping and that sort of thing, I do a couple other techniques also, but tapping is primarily is a big piece of my practice. I will tell you that, and I work with a lot of people who have chronic disease, illness, you know, all sorts of disorders in the body. And I will tell you that it is, yes, more likely than not, it is rare that there won't be any sort of trauma in someone's, you know, in someone's past. Now, again, that doesn't mean everybody who has some sort of pain or, you know, disease disorder has had major trauma in their life, and nor does it mean if someone has a trauma that they're going to get some sort of disease or disorder. So I want to make that clear. But you mentioned something interesting before that I just want to touch upon, and that is, you know, trauma can mean different things to different people. And so, you know, where someone who's 30 years old and, you know, is dealing with arthritis might remember a time when they fell off their bike when they were 5 years old and, you know, and skimmed their knee, and their father said, you know, something like, oh, you're so stupid, you can't even ride a bike, you know, something like that. And so even though that might not seem traumatic to somebody else, okay, you fell off your bike, so get back on, you know, go again. But to other people, that can be what we call a big T trauma. So there's big T traumas and there's small T traumas. And so big T traumas might be, you know, some sort of abuse, an accident, a loss of a parent, you know, that sort of thing. And a small T trauma can be something like, you know, a fall, someone saying something to you, you know, that is, you know, something that's not nice. Someone could, you know, there can be an altercation, and, you know, whatever that is. But as you said, it's different for everybody. It's all relative. So even though something might seem like a small trauma to someone else, it might be a big trauma. So there are different variations of that, of course, but all in all, I would say, you know, none of us gets through life unscathed, right? We all have had some sort of trauma. You know, we might not have been abused or in an accident or that sort of thing, but, you know, trauma is just severe emotions that we deal with and that we have an emotion, you know, it's an experience that sort of takes us out of the realm of being, you know, in a state of just sort of living life and being relaxed and that sort of thing to, you know, being in a state of panic or, you know, some sort of trauma. So it's different for everybody, but I do know, I can tell you that tapping works really, really, really well.
Yeah, and I can attest to that, and I'm glad you elaborated on that more. And I think a lot of this, you know, that like the example you had, I think a lot of times these traumas happens to us in childhood. I mean, it can happen at any point in life, of course, but especially with the younger people, you know, maybe something when they was real young, something happened. And again, it may not be anything that would seem like a trauma to you, but it was very traumatic to them. And so we're not trying to scare anybody, but the point is finding what that emotion is that's really bothering you. I mean, we just want to get to the root cause of problems, and that's it, you know. And again, a lot of times these things can happen in childhood. Now, I will tell a little story. I have done some of the basic tapping, not the EFT with the emotions, you know, when you're talking about, you know, you say words when you're doing the tapping, which I think that is really, really good. In my opinion, I think it's better than just tapping without saying anything, because you're tapping more into those energies, because words is energy. And so I was using just the basic Dr. Callahan technique, and I was talking with a lady whose child had something like what my daughter had. I actually think they have the same thing. And he was a little bit autistic. And so, I think he also had PANS, or this PANDAS disease or illness that's going around for a lot of children. Anyway, he had trouble sleeping. The child just could not sleep. And so I was talking to the mother, and I said, well, why don't you just, you know, I told her about the tapping that would help. He had panic attacks too and everything. And she tried this, and I'm saying this because some people may want to try it on them, because we'll go over the tapping at the end of the show. But she did the tapping on him. He was about probably 9 or 10, I think, and he couldn't sleep. I mean, he was maybe sleeping 2 or 3 hours a night, and this kid was very, very sick. And so she just did the tapping technique. I showed her and told her how to do it. And so she thought, well, she'll just, you know, do it on him. So she did the tapping on him, and I think she just had to do maybe 2 rounds, but she said he was just, you know, just stressed and wide awake. She started doing the tapping, and she could see that he started to relax. Mm-hmm. And so she keeps tapping, and he starts relaxing. And by the time she was finished, I don't know how many times she did it, maybe 2 or 3, I'm guessing. I mean, it wasn't a very long time, I don't think. She does the tapping, and the child just starts getting so relaxed. He lays down, mm-hmm. goes to sleep, and she had to wake him up the next morning. He slept for like about 12 hours. And she woke him up, and she was telling me that. I'm like, why'd you wake him up? Let the kid sleep as long as he needed to. Because, I mean, this is a kid that was so sick, and he just couldn't sleep. And the kid, he slept, I think she said he was about 12 hours solid.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, and I have 3 kids. I mean, now they're a little bit older, but my youngest is a freshman in high school. And I have used it on all 3 of them. And I can't even tell you, like, if they were stressed about anything before they went to bed, you know, they would lay in bed, and each and every one of them, I would just tap on them for them. And if, you know, or you have them lay on their stomach and just tap down their back, you know, like along the spine, they would just fall asleep instantly. You know, they really would. I had one of my babies was, my middle daughter was very colicky, used tapping for her, and it just works so well. I mean, and especially because kids, children, babies, they're not attached to the emotional stuff. They just want to feel better. They're just in the moment, you know, kids are just in the moment. And so tapping for them, I mean, it's just almost like an immediate, it just sends the energy right through them. It's incredible what it does for kids. But definitely in terms of sleeping, I mean, I highly recommend with babies, kids, any school age children who might be under stress. And as you said, like this little boy who had some, you know, some physical stuff going on, some illness. It's so relaxing. It is so, it's like having a really good massage. It just is really relaxing. It's amazing. I love that story. That's great.
Yeah. Well, I was thrilled to hear that, you know, and I didn't know what to expect, you know, but she just tried it and it worked. And the thing about it is, this is so simple. This is so simple. You can do it anywhere. I mean, you may not want to do it anywhere, but you can do it anywhere. And, you know, and you get, oftentimes, you know, a lot of times you get instant results. I mean, there are times that I felt kind of panicky at times with, you know, just so stressed or whatever. And I remember one night in bed, I was just feeling stressed and just feeling panicky for some reason. I had an upcoming something event or something I was going to, it wasn't an event, I had something I was going to do like the next day or two. I was really stressing about it, and so I was feeling panicky about it. I get up and I just start doing the tapping thing, and do you know, it may have taken three or four rounds, but it just went away. You know, so it's, I mean, and if you've ever had a panic attack, you know, those things are horrible. But if you start doing this tapping,
it works so well for panic.
It does.
And I've got some videos on that on YouTube. It works really, really well for panic. And, you know, I'll tell you also, I'm just going to tell a quick story about this. And this is about, you know, physical pain, but it's one of my favorite stories. I was about to take my kids somewhere and I was rushing and one of my kids left something in the house and I was really aggravated and annoyed. And I'm like, oh, I got to go back and get it. And so I went in the house and I come back and I go to, you know, close the door, slam the door, and I slam the door on my finger.
Oh, no.
And I mean, I can't even tell you. I mean, it like swelled up within a second by the time I slammed the door on my finger and I got to my car and I'm, you know, swearing. You know, I'm like fit to be tied. And, you know, we had to be somewhere and my finger is swelling. I mean, it was like three times its size, and where we had to go was about 20 minutes away. And probably if I was smart, I really could have gone to the hospital because I was, you know, I was afraid I might have broken something, but it turns out I didn't break anything, but it was just really swollen. It was purple and blue and horrible looking. And for 20 minutes, I just tapped consistently. Oh, you know, I was driving with one hand. I don't totally recommend driving and tapping at the same time, but this is what I happen to do in the moment. And
yeah,
I'm
please
used to
don't
that.
Do this at home. Don't do this in
yeah,
your
don't
car.
Don't do it. Yeah. but I, you know, I'm tapping. My kids are like, oh my God, what's the matter with mom? You know, and I'm tapping furiously. And honest to God, I mean, my kids are my witness, really. By the time we got to where we needed to go, I had no pain in my finger. I mean, that
no
was
pain.
20 minutes. It doesn't always happen that way. And clearly it wasn't broken, you know, because if it was, I mean, it's not going to fix a broken bone in 20 minutes, obviously.
Right.
But, there was, I mean, I couldn't even believe it. And I do this all the time. This was probably like, I don't know, this was a few, maybe 5 years ago. But I, you know, I've been doing this for so long and I mean, I see amazing things happen. But even when I see something like that, I'm like, oh my God, it really works.
Yeah.
And I wasn't bruised the next day. I mean, there was nothing, but I addressed the anger that I had because I was, you know, I was angry with my kids, you know, they were running late and I was angry at the one who left something in the house and I'm rushing. And so I'm angry with myself and I'm, you know, I've got all these emotions going on in the moment, like, oh my God, we're going to be late. And, you know, there's all this stuff going on and that's the stuff that I tapped on, you know, and I tapped on the swelling and the pain and the door and, you know, all of that. And I, you know, really, it just worked really well. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing how well this works. And it also, it helps so many different things. And we're going to take another quick break right now. But when we come back, I'm going to ask her how this helps with weight loss. Yes, folks, she says this can help with weight loss. And so we're going to talk about that. And also, we are going to do a tapping session and we're going to do it on stress. So you're going to want to be sure and stay tuned for that. So we'll be right back.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio, and I'm Beverly Butler, your host, and I'm here with Julie Schiffman, and we're talking about emotional freedom technique, or EFT, and how that helps with any number of things. Fears, phobias, it can help you get to sleep. It can help sometimes with pain. It can just help with a number of things. And we're going to talk about weight loss now. It can also help. Now, according to Julie, it can also help with weight loss. Now, Julie, how does that, can it really help with weight loss? And how does it do that?
It really can. It really, really can. I've seen it. I've seen it in my clients. I've seen it for myself. I've definitely seen
it. Okay, your phone's probably going to be ringing off the hook now after if you can convince people it helps with weight loss, you know?
Yeah. So the way tapping works with weight loss, so obviously weight loss has a lot of different, you know, aspects to it. So the one thing, you know, let's just start with the first thing, which is, you know, weight loss isn't always about food, but, you know, 95% of the time it can be. So tapping works extremely well for craving. So let's just start there. Is that if you are craving something, if you are someone who you know, you crave the salty, crunchy foods, or maybe you crave chocolate, who doesn't crave chocolate? Any food, right? French fries, crackers, whatever, wine, alcohol, whatever. Any cravings that you get, tapping works really well for, because usually if we have a craving of some sort, there is an underlying emotional component to that. You know, when we are craving a certain food and it's not based out of hunger, I mean, our bodies have the natural innate, need for food, obviously. We can't not eat. But if it is a craving, if it hits that, 3 o'clock hour and you can't keep your face out of the refrigerator or out of the cabinet, or out of the box of cookies or whatever it is, and no judgment here at all, then there's probably an emotional underlying component to that. And then what is that? Is that boredom? Is it grief? Is it guilt? Is it shame? Is it unworthiness? Is it I'm not good enough? The list can go on and on, right? Is it anxiety? Are we trying to soothe some anxious feelings that we have? So swallowing our emotions, literally. So tapping works really, really well for that. So if there is a craving that you have, you can actually do the tapping. If you wait until the craving is really strong and you do the tapping, then it most likely will not work, because, cravings are it's sort of a different part of your brain is being used. And, basically you'll do anything to get that food, even if it means driving a half hour out of your way to get that certain coffee that you want, or that donut or that cookie or that ice cream or whatever. It's something that you want to do before the craving, hits at that point. But, it works very well for that, because when you address the underlying emotional component, it just sort of relaxes the body. It sends a message to the amygdala, which is in your brain, that part of you that sends you into fight or flight and creates all sorts of emotions. It calms that part of your brain where it's sort of like, oh, okay, this feels so much better. I feel so much more relaxed. Maybe I don't need to be right now. So that's one piece of it. And again, I have a ton of tapping videos on YouTube. And those are all free. So anyone can just go look me up on YouTube, and I've got like over 100 of, videos on how to do it for certain things. So that's one piece of it is cravings. Another piece of it is body confidence. How we feel about our bodies. Do you say every day when you're getting dressed, oh, I hate my stomach, or, look at my thighs, they're just so big, I hate my body. How are you really talking to your body? And, your body's always listening to everything that you say. So if every morning you're looking, you're looking in the mirror and you're just, abusing your body in that way of, oh, I am so ugly, or, I'm so fat, all those words that we use, your body listens to that, and your body carries that, and it holds on to it. And so when we can address the underlying emotions to why we feel that way, because again, it's probably not just based on how you look in the mirror, it's the way you feel about yourself inside. And so tapping really addresses, it really addresses those things. The other ways that tapping can help with weight loss is, if it's not completely a physical, some people have thyroid issues, some people have, there's some legitimate chronic illness, disease, that sort of thing that can create weight gain. And, that's sort of a different category right here that I'm talking about. But,
let me interrupt you here. I have a suspicion that it's a combination of a whole lot of things, and emotions are part of it.
Totally. Right. Absolutely. But for a lot of people, a lot of people use weight as protection, it's a way to protect themselves. And so, that could be from not always for sure, but it could be from some sort of abuse that happened at some point. It could be the fear of being seen, you know, not wanting to be seen. And so people feel like on a subconscious level, if they're overweight, then they won't be seen as much. It could be, you know, not wanting to attract perhaps the opposite sex, or, you know, if, you know, I have seen cases where, you know, someone's afraid that they might cheat on a spouse or a partner, that sort of thing, if, you know, if someone else were to be attracted to them. And so they sort of keep this weight on to protect themselves in that way. I mean, there's all sort of reasons why we hold on to weight, you know, and everybody's different and everybody has their own story, their own past and that sort of thing. But it's usually not just 100% physical. There's a lot of different things, a lot of components to it. And so sometimes it's really picking it apart, you know, and getting to a place of really feeling confident within yourself, within your body. And once you release this old stuff, these old stories, old emotions that you're carrying, very often the weight just sort of, you know, falls away.
Yeah, it's almost like it would help. It helps the body even, you know, relax more from and release all those negative emotions. And the more the body's relaxed, it can then just turn the weight loose then.
Yes. I mean, it can be a process, you know, it can definitely be a process. And even though, you know, we say tapping EFT is a really, really amazing technique, and it usually typically works quicker than most things. It is a process sometimes. And so, you know, they used to call it a 1 minute wonder. And, you know, that was sort of a bad way to advertise it, because sometimes if you have a headache, you have something going on, you can tap and it really can go away in a minute or, you know, 5 minutes, that sort of thing. But for the most part, some of these things, when it comes to weight loss, it can be a bit of a process. And to just know that, you know, that's okay, is that it's a time for you to really take care of yourself. It's a time for you to take care of the underlying emotional stuff that you've been sort of carrying with you. It's a way to take care of the younger parts of you. You know, as you said, things often happen from, you know, younger years, and that's true. It's usually typical of age 7 and younger, is when we formulate certain beliefs and perceptions about ourselves and the world around us. And you know, there are many, many, many times when I am tapping with someone who could be in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 30s, it doesn't matter, where almost always it goes back to, you know, prior to age 7, you know, things that have happened or whatever. And again, it doesn't mean that there's some, you know, hidden traumas, meaning like traumatic, you know, horrible, horrible things. It just means that's when we developed our beliefs about ourselves. And so if we grew up with parents who were critical, judgmental, were commented on our bodies, you know, weren't accepting of who we were as we grew up. And that wasn't because they were trying to be mean or harsh or judgmental, but, you know, maybe they grew up that way. And so they taught us things the way that they were taught things. And, but it doesn't have to be that way. That doesn't have to be the story that lasts forever. And so we can turn those stories around. And tapping is one of the best ways I know how to do that.
So do you know pretty quick when people come to you with weight issues? I mean, is it all with the people that you work with? Have you ever had a case where they had trouble losing weight, but you couldn't find any type of emotional thing? I mean, you see what I'm getting at? How do they know if they really need this or not? Although it sounds like if there's anything that have come up, it can be handled. And that would be good regardless of what's, you know, what else is going on. But have you ever had a case where this, there wasn't an emotional issue with the weight gain?
No, because if you think about it, no, I have not. And like I said, you know, sometimes people have a thyroid issue, or, you know, there are certain things that come up that might cause weight gain. And so, but the bottom line is, even just carrying that the weight around, and it doesn't matter. You could be 5 pounds overweight, you could be 50 pounds, you could be 100 pounds, you know, whatever it is, whatever you're not happy with, you have emotions about that. There's, you know, it's very rare that right. if someone were to come to me, it's because they're not comfortable in their body, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So this is beneficial regardless.
Regardless. Correct. So that, you know, if that's the case that you're 50 pounds overweight and you just can't seem to budge, you can't get, you know, even 2 pounds off, you know, let's talk about that and let's see, you know, how come, you know, why can't you get those 2 pounds off? Are you know, is it the eating? And I'm not even talking about dieting, because I'm not a huge believer in necessarily quote unquote dieting, because we know that doesn't necessarily work, right? I mean, you can stop eating certain foods for a while and then you go back to them, and, you know, it's just sort of that yo-yo thing. But this is really about coming into a place of feeling calm and confident about who you are, letting go, you know, letting go of the past, letting go of all of the emotions that, you know, you're harboring, that you're hanging on to. And once those emotions, sometimes those emotions are the weight, you know, and once you release some of those emotions. Sometimes, even though weight is something that you can see and feel, and emotions you cannot see, you know, it's just energy. But very often, you know, just by releasing those emotions, that is literally the weight. And then it just, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've talked to somebody and they did some really, really deep work, maybe, you know, having to do with anger or guilt or shame or whatever. And then I talked to them like a week or two later and they're like, you're not going to believe this, but, you know, 3 pounds, 5 pounds just fell off of me. I don't even know why. I'm eating exactly the same way that I was, but I got on the scale and I'm this much less than I was before.
Wow, that's interesting.
It is. It's very cool.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting. Well, okay. Well, let's do a tapping session. Now, we're going to do this on stress. So if you are where you can, if you're driving, please do not do this. You know, if you're operating, you know, if you're doing something with that could be dangerous, you know, you want to be at home where you're not doing anything and you can concentrate and you can do this procedure. So tell us how we would tap for stress.
So anybody who's listening, as you said, you know, just be in a quiet place for a minute where no one's going to bother you. I mean, this is only going to take a couple minutes, but, you know, just be aware of any stress, and everyone's got their own thing, right? So you might be stressed about one thing or many things, or maybe just feeling overwhelmed, and just sort of just be aware of it. Okay. So I want everyone to just sort of take a breath in and breathe out, because we know breathing right then and there can just sort of de-stress. And now in your mind or on a piece of paper, if you want, I want you to rate the stress on a scale of 0 to 10. So in other words, how intense is it for you? You know, 10 is about the worst of the worst. Obviously 0 is no stress at all, like you're laying on the beach. So, you know, maybe is it under a 5? Is it over a 5? How intense is it for you? The goal is really to be as specific as possible to get the best results with tapping. But we're going to be very, very general with this, obviously, because there's a lot of people listening, and I can't possibly know what everybody's stressor is. So we're going to be very general with this. But anyone can change the words if they want to. So, Beverly, I'm going to ask, I'm going to tap. I'm going to tell everyone where to tap. So I'm going to explain all the points as we go through it. But if you would just be my echo and repeat after me, that would be great.
Okay.
So the first point that we're going to tap on, and there's a total there's going to be 9 or 10 points that we tap on. But the first point is on the side of the hand. So it's between the wrist bone and the pinky bone. Either hand, it does not matter which one. It makes no difference whatsoever. But you're going to start with one hand and tap on the other. And it's a very gentle tap, 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 tap. You don't want to hurt yourself. You don't want to need to bruise yourself or anything like that. So you're just going to tap on the side of the hand there and repeat after me. Even though. I'm feeling really stressed out.
I'm feeling really stressed out.
I accept myself anyway.
I accept myself anyway.
Even though. I'm really stressed out here.
I'm really stressed out here.
It's getting hard for me to focus on what I need to do.
It's getting hard for me to focus on what I need to do.
In order to relax. I accept myself anyway.
I accept myself anyway.
And I'm open to seeing this differently.
And I'm open to seeing this differently.
Even though.
I'm finding it hard to accept myself.
When I feel this way. I'm ready and willing to consider letting it go.
I'm ready and willing to consider letting it go.
So the next point is just on the very top of the head, the top and center of the head. Again, a very gentle tapping. I'm feeling really stressed out.
I'm feeling really stressed out.
And now you're going to tap over the arch of the eyebrow. So right that hairline right by the bridge of your nose, you're going to tap right there, like with 2 fingers, 3 fingers. This situation is really stressing me out. We're going to move to the side of the eye, which is just on the bone on the side of the eye, just by the temple there. I'm feeling upset about this. And tap under the eye. And I feel it in my stomach or in my chest. Now you're going to tap under the nose, which is literally under the nose and above the upper lip. I can't stop thinking about it. Now you're going to tap on the chin point, which is on the crease, just on the chin there. I'm really worrying about it. The next point is the collarbone point. And so you're going to go and feel your collarbone. Or the nodules by your throat, and then you'll feel the collarbone sort of comes out there. And so you just want to come down about an inch. So it's about, if you were to go over to the right or to the left, and then just down about an inch. So you're just under the collarbone. And then repeat after me. I have to worry about it.
I have to worry about it.
All right, we're going to tap under the arm is where we left off. So tap under the arm. And this is about 3 inches down from the armpit, or it's like nipple line across. So if you were to go, whether you're a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. But you're just going to go over to the side of where your nipple is and just go under the arm there. And you can do it with the same arm underneath, but if that seems complicated, you can reach an arm over and tap under the opposite arm. And repeat after me. What we were just saying was I have to worry about it. And so now I want you to repeat after me. It makes me feel like I'm doing something.
It makes me feel like I'm doing something.
And tap again on the top of your head. I have to worry and be upset about this.
I have to worry and be upset about this.
And tap over your inner eyebrow. It wouldn't make sense for me to let go and relax about it.
It wouldn't make sense for me to let go and relax about it.
And the side of your eye. Then I'd be giving up all control.
Then I'd be giving up all control.
And feel powerless.
And feel powerless.
And under your eye. I'm going to try to let this go for now.
I'm going to try to let this go for now.
Tap under your nose. I believe it will all work out.
I believe it will all work out.
And on your chin. This worrying isn't helping me.
This worrying isn't helping me.
And again, you're going to tap on the collarbone point. In fact, it makes me anxious.
In fact, it makes me anxious.
And under the arm, I am open to the possibility of relaxing.
I am open to the possibility of relaxing.
And on the top of your head, perhaps if I can relax about this.
Perhaps if I can relax about this.
And over your eyebrow, I'll be able to see different choices.
I'll be able to see different choices.
And the side of your eye, things always work out.
Things always work out.
Always.
Always.
And under your eye, even when I don't love the outcome.
Even when I don't love the outcome.
It all seems to work out.
It all seems to work out.
And under your nose, I think this might be okay.
I think this might be okay.
And on your chin, I am even beginning to see other options that I didn't see before.
I'm even beginning to see other options that I didn't see before.
And the collarbone point, I'm beginning to see things more clearly.
I'm beginning to see things more clearly.
And under your arm, my body feels more relaxed.
My body feels more relaxed.
And I'm feeling more balanced.
And I'm feeling more balanced.
And tap the wrist, the inside of the wrist to the inside of the wrist together. If you don't have both hands free, you can just tap one, set of fingers on one wrist. I love when I can relax and see things more clearly.
I love when I can relax and see things more clearly.
I'm letting go.
I'm letting go.
Peace.
Peace.
Good. Take a big deep breath in. Let it go. And I would ask anyone listening to just see how that feels. Go back and think about what was making you stressed. Is it still as intense as it was before? Has it changed a bit? Has it come down a bit? If it increased, which is unlikely, but it might have, and that might just mean that you obviously need to go through it again and address more specifically what's going on for you. Perhaps a new layer came up for you, a new emotion that you weren't feeling before. And again, if that's the case, go back and tap on it again. Again, this was very general, and your job is to be as specific as possible when tapping. That is how you are going to get the best results, no doubt. And I have a whole, if you go to my website at julieschiffman.com, if you put your name in there, you can get my free ebook, Tap Into Life. And it explains all about tapping. It has a chart of all the tapping points. It explains how to tap and all of that, and questions you can ask yourself and everything. So you can head over there and take a look at that also.
Okay. Well, thank you, Julie. I even feel more relaxed now. So I'm glad that we're at the end of this, because I'm ready to go take a nap. Yeah. I feel so relaxed. I'm serious.
That does happen. It does happen, no doubt.
Yeah. And okay. So spell now, for the sake of the listeners that may not want to take time to go back, I will put her information on the show notes below the podcast, but spell your website so that people can, if they just want to jot it down.
Sure. Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Schiffman. That's always the tricky one. S as in Sam, C, don't forget the C, otherwise you won't find me, S-C-H-I-F-F-M-A-N, julieschiffman.com. That's my website.
Okay. And you also have some YouTube videos. We'll put a link to some of those also in the show notes. And Great. Then people can go watch some of those. So thank you. Thank you, Julie. This has really been fun. It's really been interesting. And I may have you back someday and we'll talk about some more things, because you can do this on all kinds of things.
The list goes on and on. I'd be happy to join you anytime.
Okay, great. And again, folks, you can follow her on Facebook and Twitter, on Instagram. Is it just Julie Schiffman on each of those?
Instagram is Julie_Schiffman_tap-into-life, and Julie Schiffman, Capital E, Capital F, Capital T, is my Facebook page.
Okay, we'll have links to those too. So if you want more information, you don't want to write this down, just go to the show notes on the website under the podcast, and you can get her information. And as always, I do want to say that the information that we are talking about in this podcast and in the show is for informational purposes only, for educational purposes only, and it's not meant to treat or diagnose any illness. If you're sick, you do need to go to the doctor. Well, thank you, Julie, and thank you for listening. This is Beverly Butler, and you've been listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network.